Let's face it, we all want to brag about our kids. We are so proud of them. I remember when I first started dating my husband, his mom used to brag about him a lot. She would always tell me how he knew his multiplication facts before kindergarten. I was pretty impressed because most kids don't start learning multiplication until second or third grade. My husband's family, however, had been early adopters of the home computer. He had a game on his brand new Commodore 64 that taught him his times tables. Everyone was convinced that his confidence with math was a sure sign of his genius. That is, until his mom gave me a box of his old things so that I could make a scrapbook. In it was his kindergarten report card. He did really well in kindergarten, but there was a note from his teacher that said he was struggling with his colors. He always mixed up the colors brown and green. It was quite funny to me because his last name is Brown, of all the colors to get mixed up. So now I know the man I married was actually a normal little boy who was good at some things and he struggled with others. Hello, I'm your host, Miriam Brown. In addition to my teaching certificate, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's in curriculum and instruction. I spent the last decade as a public school teacher, and I want to give you insider tips on how to help your child do well in a system that might otherwise fail them. Today, let's focus on learning our colors. We've already talked about letters and numbers. Today we're going to talk about colors, and next week we'll talk about shapes. Then we'll have all the academic concepts your child will need to be ready for kindergarten, and we can start talking about some of the social skills that will help them to do well in school. Children start to notice that objects have different colors sometime between 12 months and 2 years, but knowing the color names and correctly identifying them is not actually a developmental milestone until the age of 4, so it's okay to start early, but kids will most likely take several years before they learn to name all the colors correctly. It's more complicated than you might think. The other day, I was talking with June at a basketball game. She asked me what color the bench I was sitting on was. I told her red, even though it was a maroon color. Then she asked what color her shirt was, and it was a bright red, and I said, red. Then Javi came over, and he was wearing a rust-colored shirt, and again, I told June it was red. I started realizing how confusing it might be for someone who was just learning to categorize these different shades as the same color. Most children's books start teaching fairly standard colors, the 8 that you might find in a small crayon box. When she was little, my daughter Evelyn loved the book Brown Bear, Brown Bear by Eric Carle, and she learned her colors before my other children did because we read that book so many times. She also had another rainbow book that prompted us to sing a song I learned when I was a little kid.
Rainbow,
let's sing it.
Red and yellow.
That was Evelyn when she was 2. Don't you just love her raspy little voice? I sure miss that. My friend June, who is 2, reminds me quite a lot of Evelyn, though. June loves to talk about colors on the clothes people wear. Stella loves it when we go to pick them up from daycare, and June comes out showing us her shirt and telling us the color of it. She even gets the color right sometimes. She also loves to draw with crayons with Stella or Evelyn. If she finds a crayon or a marker around the house, she will seek out one of the older girls and make them get her some paper and some more coloring crayons.
What color are you going to get?
Purple.
That's pink.
Peach.
Yes. What color?
I like a heart.
Probably June's favorite time to talk about colors is when eating candy. I bought some Skittles to sort with her. Sorting not only helps them learn their colors, but it teaches fine motor skills because they have to pick up the small objects and put them with the others, and also reasoning skills.
Okay, June, let's sort the candies. You want to start with the red ones?
I'll grab some red ones. Okay. I'll grab ones that look like this.
Put the red ones right there. Can you get some more red ones?
Yellow.
That's a yellow. Yes, it is yellow. Okay, get another one and put it in.
Oh, let's put them with the other yellow ones.
Put all the yellows together. Two yellows.
Purple.
Yeah, that's a purple.
Want to grab another one?
There's a color too.
Green. Can you say green?
Green.
You're good at sorting. Right there.
One fun way to learn about colors is while driving in the car. You might have a color of the day and say, "It's yellow day. Let's count how many yellow cars we can find." A fun game to play at home is to have a color scavenger hunt. Have the child find things around the house that are of the color of the day, and you write them down in a notebook or take a picture with your camera. Then at the end, you can review all the things you found that were the color of the day. So have fun teaching your preschooler about colors with songs and games and daily conversations. Expect them to get the colors wrong for quite a while and just keep practicing. Remember, it can be kind of complicated, even once they're older. The other day I told Yogi to run upstairs and grab the brown blanket. He said he couldn't find it, so I went up and it was sitting right there on the couch. He said, "That's gray, Mom." We settled on calling it a tan color, because colors are complicated, but hopefully by the time they start kindergarten, they know the basic ones. You got this. Be patient and have fun. Now, it's time to put down your phone and go play a color game with your kid.